This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports the United States is preparing new punishment for Russia.
President Biden met with Navalny's widow and daughter in San Francisco.
As to state the obvious, he was a man of incredible courage. And it's amazing how his wife and daughter are emulating that.
The meeting leads up to an announcement of new U.S. sanctions against Russia. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland described them as crushing, targeting not just those responsible for Navalny's death.
The vast majority of them, though, are designed to further attrit Putin's war machine, to close gaps in the sanctions regime that he has been able to evade.
Nuland says Vladimir Putin believes he can wait out the West on Navalny and Ukraine.
We need to prove him wrong.
I'm Ed Donahue.
For the first time in 50 years, a U.S. craft has touched down on the moon.
We are on the surface, and we are transmitting, and welcome to the moon.
But company officials at Intuitive Machines, a private company that created the lunar lander, say it was sending a weak signal. The U.S.-based company was striving to become the first private business to pull off a lunar landing, a feat achieved by only five countries. The craft is part of NASA's effort to commercialize moon deliveries ahead of the planned return of astronauts. There hasn't been a U.S. spacecraft on the moon since the end of NASA's Apollo program. Senegalese President Macky Sall said on Thursday that he will end his term in April, as expected. But he didn't give a new date for the presidential election, originally scheduled for Sunday. The Constitutional Court ordered the government to set a new election date as soon as possible, but Saul's government still hasn't set a date. For more news, please join us at voanews.com.